This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the oldest pilot, plus more stupid world records, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign it up. Sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
For years, Americans have relied on one company to deliver their valuable parcels. That company's name is UPS, United Parcel Service. And now, in an effort to provide jobs for the hard to employ, we here at Frigamall Industries are proud to announce our new delivery service, staffed entirely by premenstrual women. We call it UPMS.
For package delivery, we're the champs. Even though we've all got painful cramps. If I act psychotic, don't get too close. Cause I'm having a Midol overdose. I'm cranky and bloated and my jeans won't zip. Don't piss me off or I might flip. What I'll do next is anyone's guess. I'd hate to have to kill ya. We're UPMS.
UPMS. When it comes to delivering your packages, we're the best there is, period. We'll deliver to your office or to your pad. And remember, all of our employees suffer from premenstrual syndrome. We're UPMS.
Hello? Here's your damn package!
Thanks. Wait a minute, lady. I'm sorry. You got the wrong address. This package is not mine. You've made a mistake.
I made a mistake?
Yeah.
Does that mean you don't love me anymore?
Love you? Lady, I don't know you.
Oh, God, I just want to die. Will you hold me, please?
Yeah, I'll give you a little hug.
That's... Get your hands off me.
We're a big success. It's rags to riches. Though some might call us moody bitches. When we say no, we might mean yes. It's because our hormones are a mess. Don't waste your money on Federal Express. Go with the flow. Call UPMS.
UPMS. Call toll-free 1-555-I-HATE-YOU. Do it today.
God, what a bitch.
No kidding. Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I know that coming up we have some very interesting world records, but first...
Oh.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, though, but I started finding my big summer project for this summer.
Oh, good. What are you doing?
I'm already worn out. I'm helping my cousin Lonnie remodel his trailer.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, I ain't talking about just putting some new hubcaps on the tires.
No.
You know, recalking the windows. No, we started with his kitchen, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And Lonnie says he wants new countertop, new cabinets, new flooring.
That's usually what happens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck hitting a scratcher to pay for it. But I guess he's saved. And he may even clean out the fridge finally, so this is serious. He still got deer meat from 84 in it. We went over to the lumber yard, and some guy who works there told Lonnie he should consider faux granite countertops.
Faux granite? Hmm.
I said, faux, he only needs one countertop. You know, you're already trying to gouge. I swear to God, you don't need all them. I guess it's cheaper in bulk. Then he explained faux is basically a French verb for fake.
Sure.
Oh,
yes.
Sure, yeah.
So the countertop's basically going to be fake granite.
Okay.
Well, I can't figure out why don't they just say fake instead of faux, Tom?
I want to be fancy, I guess.
Yeah.
Fee, five, faux, Jack and the Beanstalk helping us. I can't wait to talk to Rodney. He's got work because he's always bragging his wife has at least faux orgasms every night.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, man. Either she's got a peach impediment, Rodney, or she's faking it. Because there's no way she could handle that sort of wear and tear regular. I don't care if it's all interstate miles. Because at that pace, she's going to need two prophetic legs.
Uh-huh.
So good luck affording that with our copay. Swear to God. So anyways, this guy at the lumber yard says Lonnie should replace this linoleum floor with a laminate because they make it now where it looks like real wood.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's just dumb. And it's ignorant. Tom, when's the last time you walked into a trailer and seen hardwood floors?
I don't recall that ever happening. I'm sure it's possible. But
that's like saying you've seen a trailer with a crystal chandelier in the foyer.
Uh-huh.
Swear to God. And spoiler alert, for people who don't speak French good, that means big light hanging in the entryway.
Chandelier. Oh, okay, yes. Good to know that's French.
Okay.
But no, man, these salesmen are good. He convinced us. Lonnie bought a fake granite countertop. He bought a fake wood flooring and a big crystal chandelier. You got to nudge to the side when you walk in the doorway now.
Low ceilings.
Yeah, nothing like starting your day with a head fake. But it's cool because it hangs right in front of his full life-size Molly Hatchet mirror.
Oh,
nice.
Isn't that nice?
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I let him use my black light, so now he's hitting it with the black light on it, and it's all framed right in front of the new living room wallpaper.
You hung wallpaper?
Well, we wallpapered the living room with old penthouse centerfolds.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that classy, yeah.
Lovely.
From the 90s Bush era.
Yeah, a lot of hair there.
No, and you don't mean the George H.W. Bush era.
No, I do, Josh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I swear to God, it's a tribute to President George W. Walker Bush.
Uh-huh.
He's Lonnie's wife's favorite president.
Oh, well, that's really touching.
Okay,
she used to work for the Rangers. We did it in the living room because Lonnie's wife don't want nothing on the walls in the bedroom. Oh. That's where she does her healings and vespers and stuff.
Okay. Oh, really?
No centerfolds up there, huh?
Hey, I better go. Like at the Pat Godwin tape, another load came in because the crown molding for the bathroom just got here.
Oh, that'll be nice. if you're going to do crown molding, you want to put it in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Donnie. Now, we apparently have some world records coming from the sports desk.
Yes, we do. Two British women have set the Guinness World Record for the fastest circumnavigation by tandem bicycle.
That is really hard to do.
How long did it take them?
Kat Dixon and Raz Marsden set out on June 29th, 2019 to bike together around the world. They completed their 18,263-mile journey in 263 days, 8 hours, 7 minutes, arriving back in the U.K. March 18th, 2020.
Wow.
They said, "We have highlights from every country that we visited and would definitely return to see many, although maybe at a slower pace."
Oh, March 18th, 2020. So it was right at the beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah, they in fact barely got back.
Because I was going to say, I was under the impression that, well, it must have been odd for the last 4 months, whatever that is.
They faced the added challenge of making it back home before borders closed due to the worsening pandemic.
How'd they get across the ocean?
Managed to board the second to last passenger ferry. Don't ask questions. Back from France to the UK, the pair did not just claim the female record, but they also surpassed the men's record as well.
Good for them.
So two ladies on a tandem bike
yeah.
went around the world.
Yeah.
I bet they pedaled fast through Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
No, neither of them were allowed to drive it there.
Sure. We got to get out of here.
Had a man hop on board.
I'd like to see their route.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, around the world. What
does that mean, really?
Yeah.
Did they just sat on the ship? And
you go, I'm sure, from Europe to Asia, and then there's a couple boat rides involved, I'm sure. But
Did they come through America?
I would assume so.
Did we miss them?
We did. We missed them, didn't we?
They could have driven right by. We didn't even see them.
It took Route 66.
They're coming through America.
Neil's here.
Today.
Hi. That's pretty amazing. I think it's pretty cool. And also, you know, you're with the same person for almost a year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I would assume that the same one was in front the whole time.
I bet they switched.
Yeah, they
you think so?
Switched back and forth.
One lady was a little gassier one day.
Would they have to switch the bike, though? Wouldn't it be fitted?
Oh, maybe.
I don't think they're that drastically different.
Are tandem bikes hard? Do they, like, weeble or whatever when you're riding them?
I have one.
Yeah.
And the one I have, that you can each the front and the back are adjustable.
You and I have to ride a tandem.
Well, these bikes are they're a lot sturdier than the tandem bikes that we're used to seeing.
When you guys ride the tandem bike together, will you both wear fezzes?
Oh,
just
please.
For me, please.
Oh, that sure, I could do that.
Yes.
When you guys do it, can I get a video of just one of you guys riding it alone and we can put some sad music behind it?
That's funny.
Everybody
hurt. In a little while from now, not feeling very well now.
But as they said, a part of the drag of this, I guess, is that they can't do it. They can't stop and look at the sights. They've just got to keep moving. So, as they said, they'd like to visit some of these countries again, only slower.
They did come to the United States, Josh. I have the countries that they visited.
Oh.
Yeah. And they made it they got on one of the very last ferries to get back to the UK before the pandemic shut down.
Chick said that he's going to yell at you about that.
Oh, that's all right. I was rereading the story.
But they beat the men's record.
Yeah.
And their bike had a basket in the front.
So, I mean.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Streamers will slow you down.
They got to fly, too, by the way.
They did?
Yes.
They flew?
Yes.
From where to where?
It says they flew when crossings I would assume they flew from.
Broad.
Let's see. Where did they go to the United States?
Somewhere in the U.S. to Europe.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
From New Zealand to the United States, then Mexico, Morocco.
Should have been a boat. Man.
And they have to power it by pedaling.
That's right.
ever been on one of those things?
Yeah, that's exactly fun.
Boy, they don't work.
isn't that
romantic?
Isn't that the worst? It turns out to be the worst idea ever. Like, initially, it's like, this is fun. Let's pedal the boat. And then,
We got to head back.
Yeah, they don't go very far.
It says flights where crossings were impossible, they did fly. So,
okay.
It's a lot easier, by the way, this is circumnavigating the globe. It's a lot easier if you're a flat earther.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, no hills.
Right, right.
Well, no, it's not. You'd go
straight
right off
shot.
The
you'd fall off.
Well, you have brakes.
No, but you
hit that big ice wall?
No, you just do a big circle on the flat part.
Oh.
What's wrong with you guys?
Hey, here's another world record. A giraffe at the Australian Zoo. I'm sorry, everybody.
No, it's sweet.
Has set the Guinness World Record for being the world's tallest living giraffe.
All right.
Oh. I'm with Willie on this. It'd be a much cooler record if it was the world's tiniest giraffe.
The giraffe named...
Under a foot.
Named Forrest. Forrest Giraffe. Measures...
Silly.
18 feet. 18 feet, 8 inches.
What's an average giraffe?
12 feet, 9.
You are just right on your ass.
Yeah.
I'll look it up for
you. He's been officially verified as the world's new title holder. Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin's daughter, said, I stay away from... those manta rays or whatever they call them.
Oh, jeez.
And our sweetheart, Forrest, has officially made it into the world record for being the tallest living giraffe.
All right.
Giraffes range from 15 to 20 feet here.
We are proud.
What? 20 feet? Yeah. How tall is this one?
Well, this is...
18.
I think they left out the word in captivity.
No, I think they said, we can't... measure those out in Africa or wherever.
Some guy just running with a tape measure.
To be fair, I heard this giraffe's 18 and a half feet, but he's 20 feet when he's hard. That's what I heard.
Well,
yeah, the flaccid neck is, you don't want to measure when it's...
What's the Mitch Hedberg joke?
Forrest has been...
I hate to be a giraffe with a sore throat.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to be long.
Females only average about 15 feet in height, so they're shorter than the males.
Of course. Ah. He's been an essential part of the zoo's breeding program and has fathered 12 calves.
Aww.
Arnie, huh?
With another calf on the way.
Well, how sweet.
How about that?
Getting busy.
You, nice. You know, giraffes love necking.
Yeah?
And then what happened? Feel better now, Willie?
What a cute joke, I think.
Yeah, it was a nice way to make cute. Me, both me and Josh feel bad. That was good.
No, no, I don't feel bad. I stand by it. There are 9-year-olds listening who
thought I'm the best.
There's 9-year-olds from 1962.
Hey, one more.
I'm sort of an old school.
So this is the world's tallest giraffe.
Yes.
In
yes. Yeah.
So I say your move, David Rush. Let's see you beat that one.
Well, of course he can't.
And I don't know
that.
How I ended up with this story, but
I gave it to you.
A California woman has set the world record for being the oldest active pilot and flight instructor.
See, it's a world record.
What's her name? Is it like Rocky? Nothing. Or what's her name?
Her name is Charlie.
Charlie Dore?
Could be.
Is that right?
That may
that
be it.
Be.
Why do I think Rocky?
Did you ever hear this song, Willie?
No.
Yeah, this was mysteriously a hit many years.
I fooled myself into thinking I liked it when I was a kid.
The reason this was a hit is it's a song that glorifies disc jockeys.
Yes,
so, you just see some guy walking in with a gram of cocaine, handing it to the program director. Hey, I bet you guys are going to love this one. It's about how disc jockeys are the best. Listen to it.
Pilot of the airwaves.
99.
Here is my request.
Please stop.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best.
Christy's singing along.
I remember this song.
I mean, it is good. There's good harmony there.
Did they run out of cool bands when this came out? They had to go to acapella bands?
They must have. Was there a pandemic that kept all the other bands
from
recording?
Hey, too many guitars and drums. Let's just get the barbershop quartet in here to sing.
This is their answer to Seven Bridges Road, I think.
It's
more like their answer to Anything by Queen, where Freddie does 3,000 tracks.
Yeah.
This really gets bad when the instruments kick in.
Yeah, the instruments do kick in.
It is awful.
This woman on top of herself over and over and over and over again. So it is like a Bohemian Rhapsody thing.
Let it go.
And you seem like a friend to me.
Well, that's right. Where you're wrong.
What? Yeah, it sounds like this. Sounds like the singing nun.
Yeah,
remember the singing nun?
Oh sure. Yes.
Well, that story ends badly.
Oh Lord!
Don't Google Dominico Nico Nick or whatever it was.
99-year-old Robina Asti gave her final flight lesson on Sunday.
Oh, the Spumantes.
Asti Spumante.
Yeah.
She's 99.
Yeah. Next Gen Flight Academy at Riverside Municipal Airport.
I'll take you up.
After taking student Brandon Martini.
Oh, well, there's the Asti Spumante.
And by the way, he's a student pilot, but had anything gone wrong, he would have been a pilot.
She qualified for the world's oldest pilot title, a record previously achieved by an Iowa man at the age of 98. Asti said she wants to show others that seniors are strong, vital, and... She forgets the last thing, but can still...
Hands and vital.
Can still...
I try to keep my plane below 50 mph. turn signals on, ma'am.
And still contribute. And
you
forget,
go, girl. You they can still just leave contribute. Her alone.
I joined the Mile High Club with Cary Grant.
He was doing acid.
Actually,
he
wasn't interested. If you know her history, it's a little more
stop
complex.
It. Stop it.
That Sophia Loren was...
Well, I wonder what it would be like if we did a show where we didn't get in trouble.
I don't know.
I wonder what that would be like.
Hey, an earthquake just hit L.A., by the way.
Come on, Christy, what are you doing?
No, Christy can't say that. She wants to be, I want to be a real news girl.
Forlorn News with
Christy. It's like
Lee.
Pinocchio. I want to be a real boy. I want to do a breaking story.
We got a seismic.
Four and a half.
Barely knock a knick-knack off a shelf.
It's a shaker.
And one of those.
It's waking people up, I'll tell you that.
That is the... worst scale ever.
Yes, I agree.
No one knows the difference between a 7 and a 7.2.
I bet seismologists do.
Oh, seismologists do. Sure, it's their job. They get up every day. This is like that whole dew point thing. No one on Earth knows what it means. A meteorologist will spend an hour trying to explain it. It means it's hotter than hell.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.